My name is Galaxy. I am 17 years old. Today is May 24th, and I'm speaking with Mr. William Scott, who is my favorite teacher. We're recording this interview in Coconut Creek, Florida. So the first question, can you describe one of your happiness memories?
All right, so my wife would like me to say that my happiest memory is the wedding day. But if I'm being honest, it's probably when Manchester United won the European Champions League in 1999. So it's a sporting event.
Oh, it's really funny. The second question is, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life? How did you learn them?
I think probably the most important lesson that I've learned in my life is to not take things too seriously and just try to have fun and try to make people happy around you. So how did I learn this? I think some of my teachers when I was in college that stood out to me were the ones who, you know, they were professional, they were highly expert, but they took an approach that was much more laid back, and I think this is just, you know, everybody's happier when you do that.
Yeah. The third question is, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
At this current moment, I'm most grateful for my unborn child, as my wife is pregnant. But I would have to say, overall, I'm most grateful for my wife, Mrs. W, who, you know, puts up with me, and she's there for me, and she's a big support in my life.
Yeah. If there's to be our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
So if this is our last conversation, Galaxy, I would say to you, that it's been a pleasure teaching you as my students. I think that you are a very capable young lady, and I expect that you will go on to achieve some great things with your life.
Do you like your job right now?
Yeah, I quite like my job. It has its ups and downs of any job, but, you know, I get to come in and I try to have fun every day. And I get, you know, I do get the summers off. That's a bonus. And I'm paid reasonably well. And I get to talk about history and politics and psychology. These are things that I find fun. And I'm mostly left alone. So, yeah, I would say probably 8 out of 10.
Are there any funny stories your family tell about you that come to mind?
Funny stories that my family tell about me. I can't really think of any right now. What's a funny story my family tells about me? This is tough for me to think of any because of the situation of my family, in that these days I mostly see my mother, but my mother wasn't there when I was growing up, so she doesn't have many stories from the period of about 4 to about 17. And then my father, who did raise me, I don't speak to that often, and he's really not somebody who reminisces about the past. So funny stories about me, we don't really talk about my childhood very often.
And the last question is, if you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you most regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
Well, if I died tonight, my biggest regret would be that I didn't have any children. We didn't do it for a long time. You know, I'm 35. We put off for a long time because I wanted to reach a period of financial stability. So I didn't want to have a kid when I was 21, 22 years old and had no money, and then was stressed out all the time. So when we did start trying for a child after we got married in our late 20s, we had issues with infertility. And so it took us 6 or 7 years of attempts before we were able to do that. So if I died tonight, that would be my biggest regret, as many of the people who my contemporaries have, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 year old children, and I don't have any yet.
But you're going to have one. Yeah.
I know, but this question is if I died tonight.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffrey. Oh, yeah.
There you go.